Today, we'd like to see the title of false prophets in Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 to 51. To another word, you saw walls through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest the three exposition questions. Number one, in verse 3, now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? In verse 24, for false Christs, false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Last question in verse 45, who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made a ruler of his household to give them food in due season? What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? In the last time in Matthew 23:39, for I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The lovers of Jesus who is coming quickly say, Lord, come, or Maranatha. In 1 Corinthians 16:22, if anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. O Lord, come, O Maranatha. In Revelation 22:20, he who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Then chapter right here, interpretations about the end of the world age in the doctrine of Christ. So here, literal, non-literal, you know, two types of interpretation, literal millennium, the 1,000 years, literal meaning, reign in Christ's return. Premillennialism, Christ's return, before the 1,000 years reign. Pre-tribulation, rapture before the great tribulation. Explanations here, church, people in Christ, distinguished from Israel, Israelites. So note, literal Israel, literal rapture, literal millennium reign, that's a literal interpretation. Non-literal, symbolic, for example, post-tribulation rapture, rapture after the great tribulation. No literal Israel. Israel is a symbol of the church. Then post-millennialism, Christ's return after the 1,000 years of reign. No literal Israel, no literal rapture. Incorruptible changes in the rapture is a symbol of a newly minded, no literal rapture. Then amillennium, no 1,000 years of reign, no literal Israel, no literal rapture, no literal millennial reign. Millennial reign is a symbol of the current reign and thereafter the Christ's return. Here, literal interpretation, only Bible itself introduced as literal meaning. At that point, we accept the otherwise, we don't accept, we just follow the literal way. But in the interpretation of prophecy in the Bible, nobody knows for sure until after it happens. So we hold a suggestive prophetic interpretation position rather than an assertive position. Unless any other interpretation are against the principles of doctrine of Christ in the light of Hebrews chapter 6, 1 and 2, for example, Apostle Creed and the Colossians 1:8-9. So we stick on principle of doctrine. So the fundamental principles, the gospel, that kind of thing. So no, against that. Therefore, we adopted the literal interpretation, but we tolerate other interpretation which are not against the principles of doctrine of Christ, because of supremacy of agape love in the Holy Universal Church on earth, not unholy ecumenical church. So that's a cross reference right there. So verse 1, then Jesus, 1 and 2, then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. As Jesus prophesied, when Titus and his Roman soldiers attacked Jerusalem in 70 AD, the temple was destroyed. The huge stones of its western wall rolled down is observed even today. So you may click on, you may see the western wall side is rolled down. How rolled down is should see that. Verse 3, now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age, or of the end of the world age. Jesus sat on Mount of Olives, be asked about the sign of his second coming and of the end of this world age. Jesus' second coming is both in the air and number two on the earth, literal interpretation. A non-literal interpreter says the incorruptible changes in the rapture is a symbol of a newly minded soul. His second coming is only on the earth. See the above chapter. So cross reference right here, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, Jesus coming in the air. The other Zechariah 14:4, on the earth. Example right here. And Jesus answered, said to them, take it, that no one deceived you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of words and rumors of words. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For the nation will rise against the nation, and kingdom against the kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Jesus talked about the ends of this world age, near to the end, not the end per se, near to the end. Deceivers claim themselves Christ. Don't be deceived. Words such as Titus in 70 AD, World War I, World War II, Arabic words with Israel as of 1948, even today Israel against Hamas and Hezbollah, Russia against Ukraine, and so on. Rumors of World War III, famines in Gaza, Somalia, and so on, and South Sudan as well. Pestilences such as HIV virus, Corona 19 virus, and so on. Beginning of sorrows, many children killed in Israel God's way, nor Christmas service in Bethlehem in the West Bank. So that kind of is an example of that one. Verse 9, then they will deliver you up to the tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. All nations or the world hate, persecute, or kill the lovers of Jesus, because the world hates Jesus. A friend of the world is an enemy of God. So don't pollute or compromise with the world. For example, an ecumenical church, homosexuality is no sin. Ecumenical church meaning the one church over any religions. So cross-reference right here. Verse 10, and then many will be offended, will betray one another, will hate one another. Many offend, betray, or hate one another. Joseph's history records that Jewish people were more killed by other Jewish mobs looters than by Titus, Roman soldiers in 70 AD. Many false prophets who teach the scriptures with the alteration. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of money will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. About the violation of divine law in the scripture, and the separate love, freed the love for God, word or Jesus. The word was God. The word became flesh. Jesus is the truth. Without the scripture, we wouldn't know Jesus. The love of truth should endure to the end, not being deceived that they will enter the kingdom of God. That's a cross-reference right there. 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Towards the end of the great tribulation, before Jesus returns, the gospel of the kingdom, the word of God for salvation from non-Christian, will be preached to all the nations, every nation, tribe, tongue, and people as a witness through offline, online, and even angels. Because God wants that any should not perish, but all should come to repentance. Nevertheless, those who worship the beast and his image shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. That means Jesus. Cross reference right there. 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Antiochus Epiphanes, the Greek king in 168 before Christ, sacrificed a pig to Zeus on the temple altar. In 3 and half years, or 1206 days, or the middle of this and 7 years, the Antichrist will set up an image of himself and demand to be worshipped as God. That is the abomination to desolate the temple. Daniel's prophecy centers around Jesus Christ and Israel for the 7-year periods, are determined upon the nation of Israel. In the 69 of the 70 years, Jesus was cut off, crucified, and the Jews were dispersed or fled. Then God's time clock is stopped until God begins to deal with Jews once more at the beginning of the final 7-year period. The Antichrist will continually deceive people with signs to receive his mark. The people are forced to worship him or are killed. However, those who are not deceived but once until 1260, 1290, or 1315, his complete judgment before the millennial kingdom, are blessed. Now, as long as the influence of the Holy Spirit is in this world, in the church, the Antichrist cannot be revealed. But many people who are deceived by any means and are falling away from the truth shows his revelation will be soon. So, we as a church, through prayer, are looking for Jesus Christ to come and take us to be with him in the air before the great tribulation. That's a cross reference right here. Verses 16 up to 21. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountain. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But a word to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. Those in Judea, the Jews, must just get out of there. Don't try and take anything with you. It's hard to pregnant or nursing people to get out of there. It's hard to get out there in winter, the cold season, or on the Sabbaths when most Jews do not labor. This great tribulation the world has never seen before will come when God's judgments falls falls on the ungodly. The righteous God would not judge the righteous with the unrighteous. Then the remnant Jews, the believers of Jesus Christ, 144,000 Jews, are protected in a place prepared by God. 22. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. In the context, in the literal interpretation, the elect is 144,000 Jews in the light of Israel or Jacob as my elect in Isaiah. But a non-literal interpretation suggests the elect as the elect of God, regardless of Greek or Jews, not to escape from the great tribulation. We don't contend it, but tolerate it for the supremacist agape love in the Holy Universe Church. That's a cross reference right here. 23-24. Then if anyone says to you, look here, the Christ, or there, do not believe it, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonder to deceive, if possible, even the elect. False prophets are not the lovers of truth, Jesus, or the scriptures. They are claiming to be Christ with the supernatural powers, all powers, signs, and wonders, and deceiving people, even the elect, if possible. 25-28. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in desert, do not go out. Or look, he is the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lighting comes from the east, flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagle will be gathered together. As Jesus' previous teaching, don't be deceived by false Christ. Wherever, either in deserts or in the inner rooms, Jesus will be returning quickly as the lightning and flashes. The vultures will come together to carcass on the Armageddon war. 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. His return sign just after the great tribulation is the sun to be darkened, the moon not to be lightened, the stars to fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven to be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from four winds, from one end of heaven to the other end of heaven. Jesus will return on the earth in the clouds with great power and glory, riding on a white horse with his armies or angels, in heaven on white horses for final judgment. He gathers his elect from four winds on the earth, 144,000 Jews and the beheaded Gentile Christians from one of heaven to the other and heaven. To rapture the church. So cross-reference right here. 32. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branches let become tender and put the first leaves, you know their summer is near. The fig tree is a symbol of Israel. Its branch to put forth leaves shows the near summer. The nation of Israel on May 14, 1948 shows the near end of the world age, near to the Great Tribulation. That's a cross reference right here, 33-35. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Today is near at the doors. After all these things take place, Israel generation for the last 3.5 years will pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away. It's observed that nobody is allowed to alter his words. Verse 36, but over that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Nobody knows the exact date of Jesus' return, day or hour, except God the Father. Only we know the near to the end. 37:41. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will be coming to the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. The days near the exact date of the end are like the days of Noah's in the great wickedness in the earth, just as before the exact date of a flood. Normal life, such as eating, drinking, or marrying without entering the ark, the evidence, the obedience to God. They don't know until the flood comes. Likewise, Jesus' return is too. One is saved and the other is damned. 42:44. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched it and not allowed his house to be broken it. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Today is like the days of Noah, as in the last days, perilous times, on Paul's second letter to Timothy in the Mamertine prison at Rome. Therefore, we should watch for his quick return, be ready for his second coming. Even if we don't know the exact hour, but know the near to his return, in today abounds wickedness, the great wickedness. 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler of his household to give them food in due season? We as the servants of Christ should be faithful, keep on doing whatever as to the Lord, not to man, from heart and wise, from the holy fear of God, the consciousness of God's presence. That's a cross reference right here, 46 up to 51. Blessed is the servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you, that he will make him ruler of all his goods. But if the evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to bear his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, at an hour he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint him as his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be whooping and gnashing of teeth. When the Lord is returning unexpectedly, the faithful and wise servants of Christ will be rewarded, but the evil servants will be appointed into one portion with the hypocrites of two portions, being despaired, weeping, and gnashing of teeth. It will be too late for them. So Jesus' warning purpose is not to calculate a precise date of his return, but to watch for today abound wickedness, and to prepare always for his return for us as faithful and wise servants of Christ. So we covered all three questions, so you may read them. So Happy New Year, 2024. So this week, Saturday, the last day service at Veteran Chapel and Rodeo Park. So continue to keep on prayer, PTA. So all mission news, last month, frequently asked question about, how our Lord has led this church, CCIH. May God bless you. Bye.